This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State are meeting to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting comes just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. Rescue workers are digging feverishly through rubble for a fifth day on Monday at the site of a condominium collapse outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. The death toll rose by just 4 people Sunday to a total of 9 confirmed dead, but more than 150 people are still missing in Surfside. A deputy incident commander with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, Andy Alvarez, told ABC's Good Morning America on Monday that rescuers have been able to find some voids inside the wreckage, mostly in the basement and parking garage areas. He said they have more than 80 rescuers at a time that are breaching the walls that collapsed in an effort to rescue those that are still viable and get to those voids. South Africa is fighting a strong third wave of coronavirus. It's led President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce a raft of new restrictions to try to curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The president said on national television late Sunday that the Delta variant has now been detected in 5 of the nation's 9 provinces. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 3 separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. Suu Kyi's lawyer told journalists the first hearing involved 2 witnesses testifying on charges she violated the country's natural disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kim Mong-zong said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. Kim Mong-zong said the hearings have been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide electoral victory. Hong Kong's government says it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday. The UK flight ban comes as it seeks to curb the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. The government said in a statement Monday that the UK has been classified as extremely high risk. Under the classification, people who have stayed in the UK for more than 2 hours will be restricted from boarding passenger flights to Hong Kong. The statement says the flight ban was issued because of the recent rebound of the epidemic situation in the UK and the widespread Delta variant virus strain there. Restaurants and cafes in Moscow, Russia, have started requesting that patrons provide proof of vaccination or a negative coronavirus test as the Russian capital faces a surge of new infections. All Moscow restaurants, cafes, and bars from Monday must admit only customers who have been vaccinated, have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months, or can provide a negative coronavirus test from the previous 72 hours. As proof of a vaccination for entering a restaurant, customers must visit a government website and get a QR code, a digital pattern designed to be read by a scanner. The new restrictions come as Moscow has registered soaring infection levels. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. And don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app from your smartphone. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.